The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Happy Friday. Didn't I just say this about 2 days ago? Another week gone. Oh, I just got a picture. Thank you, Victor. Victor Fletcher, our longtime friend from Canada, sent me a picture of Trudeau, or Turdeau, however you wish to pronounce it, hugging his father, Fidel Castro, while mom looks on approvingly. Very interesting picture. Obviously taken some years ago, but he's an adult man. Justin, hugging Pop. There you go. Okay, Madeline Gerwick, the first Friday of the month. And I have gotten a whole bunch of stuff from Madeline. There's a lot of, apparently, interlacing astrology that is very much favorable to the Canadian truck demonstration, which is obviously the most formidable thing I think we've seen yet in a mass setting. And I would almost count the 4 million Germans in the streets, because they were out one day, maybe two. The truckers have been at this for a full week now, and they're not going to back down, apparently. Very interesting. The truckers in Australia, bless them all. I think they were out pretty much for one day, and they went home. But this is an interesting thing. There are some cycles at work here that Madeline is going to explain. All right, my friend, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be back at such a wonderful time when the Canadian truckers have are basically having a breakthrough for all of us. And I think this, this I think is probably the Red Sea moment we've been waiting for, because it's one thing that to have, you know, a bunch of people standing in the street for a day. It's another thing to have people in semi-trucks parked there for weeks.
Right. And, well, it makes quite a different statement. It really does. And I hope they stick with it. I hope they shut the whole damn country down. And I hope American truckers, bless them all as well, can get their act together and do something similar. That's the only... If you bought it, a truck brought it. It's that simple.
Yes.
If the truck stopped running, everything stops.
That's right. Well, and I just heard today that the American truckers are leaving from California on the 12th of February. So that's good timing. And we have some amazing cycles that are actually in play at this time. So everyone who is trying to have a win for their community, I encourage you to listen to this, because these cycles are so amazing. It's as though we have waited for this one moment in time when everything seems to be lined up. Now, the first thing I want to mention is we have the energies for breakthroughs in freedom. Whoa. That's pretty cool. That's Mars in Capricorn trine Uranus in Taurus. And this Mars happens, and Mars is like the warrior. And this Mars is the most effective warrior there is. This guy is well planned. He knows what he's going to accomplish. He's got all the tools he needs. He knows how to be strategic in how he's going to get this done. And that's what you're watching with the truckers in Canada. They've got a crew of 40 to 50 people at the core. They've got hundreds, if not thousands, of other volunteers on layers after layers behind those. And so this is a very effective group, and any group at this time would be effective. Now, one of the things that's very interesting about this is that Mars is not just trying to Uranus, but Mars is also sextile to Jupiter, which is a cycle we have suggesting that it's a great time to take fortunate actions to push anything forward. So these guys were sort of Johnny on the spot, if you will, when this new mandate came into place, and got their people organized, taking fortunate actions to get this move forward. And at the same time, we have Jupiter sextile to that Uranus. And that is a cycle that creates unexpected growth opportunities. So what you have going on here are three entangled cycles that support each other in creating breakthroughs for freedom, independence, and really, breakthroughs of just about any practical nature you can think of. So, you know, if you want to get mask mandates off at your schools, now's a great time to take the fortunate actions. And may I just mention that bondsforthewin.com has got information for every state in the U.S., for how you can get their surety bonds and get those masks taken off quick and easy. And not only will they be liable for the bond payment, which usually is in the millions, but they will also be unable to pay any of the teachers or any salaries to anyone working for the school until the bond claim is satisfied. So that tends to get a lot of action quickly.
Right. Now let me offer this and see how it plays against your astrological billboard here, which is it's a big message you're putting out there. Ottawa police are teaming up with Canadian federal intelligence agents to launch a surge against the Freedom Truckers in Ottawa. So this is not going unopposed. That's the point to be made. Let me read this a little bit more here. The Ottawa police in Canada, teaming up with the federal Canadian intelligence agencies to launch a surge and contain strategy. Surge and contain strategy against the Freedom Truckers.
Yep.
Currently occupying the capital city of Ottawa in protest of the government's vax mandate for truckers crossing the American border. Leftist, globalist, prime minister, leftist, he's communist, Justin Trudeau has fled his home. We know he took off, went out allegedly to sequester himself because he said he was around infected people. It was obviously a bunch of crap.
What a lie.
Anyway, we'll see. He's being run. Don't forget, he's being run by Herr Schwab, right?
Of course.
Klaus Schwab is running all the young globalist leaders or some crap like that. So let's see what Schwab makes Justin do. Go ahead.
Well, that's actually the second thing I was going to tell you about is that the rest of the story is that the cycle associated with unexpected changes to structures is still in place. Now, it's still in range, let me put it that way. It's past its peak, but it's still in range. That's the Saturn square to Uranus. Now, we just had a new moon on the 1st, or in the Pacific time zone, like we are late on the 31st. of this week. And so that particular new moon was right there with Saturn, square to Uranus, suggesting that there were going to be some leaders that would unexpectedly be changed, probably not based on their own wishes, shall we say. And so I think, you know, Trudeau, I looked at his chart. No, it's not all bad news for Trudeau, but he does have a cycle that would tend to allow him to believe that, allow him to believe anything, actually, what I kind of call being gullible.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And so he probably believes that if he just ignores these guys, that they're going to go away. But unfortunately for the Saturn folks, which is, you know, your police and that intelligence group.
The authority structure.
Yeah, okay. The authorities. They're actually on the losing side of this because they're past their prime, shall we say. They're past their peak. So that they're not as strong as the guys who are saying, hey, we're not doing this anymore. So I, you know, from my perspective, it doesn't look that good for Trudeau. Now, maybe he will be there for months to come. I couldn't tell you that just having looked quickly at his cycles. But, you know, it's definitely a big negative for him. You know, it actually looks as though the Canadian government is the small fringe minority that he talked about, not the truckers and the million-plus people that were out there.
That is actually, that's an accurate statement. Sure. The truth
pushed
its way right out
from
his subconscious, and there it is.
Yeah. Yep. So there is that set of cycles that's there, and there's another cycle going on at the same time. Mercury just moved forward last night, or I should say it stopped to move forward, so it's still basically inching along, like, very slowly, very, very slowly. But it is conjunct to Pluto. Now, Mercury conjunct Pluto is a cycle that tends to reveal things, and it's been going on off and on since the end of January, I think around the 22nd, somewhere in there. And so you've been seeing all these reports. Recently we had the report about the military data for 2021 and how, you know, they had 1,000% more neurological issues and they had 300% more miscarriages and they had, you know, some big number of cardiovascular and so forth. So a lot of the data that could prove that the vaccines are dangerous has been coming out recently. And so, and you have other things, you know, Dr. David Martin, who has put out numerous things about the different laws that are being violated and so forth. You have all these things showing up on websites so that people can copy them down and send them here and there and so forth. So this is actually an important cycle in terms of revealing information that normally would have been secret. And it's also typically a good time to talk to people who are in power, and the truckers are trying to do that. So it's very interesting how this is working out. All these planets are all converging, if you will, into a set of cycles that make it easy for those Canadian truckers to stand their ground and have a breakthrough. And even if they did not have a breakthrough right away with the government, what they're really having a breakthrough with are the people. So now you're seeing business owners tear down their mask-required signs and opening their businesses in spite of whatever mandate there might be for their province. And they're just, people are taking off their masks and they're social distancing and so forth.
Let me suggest a couple other things to keep in mind. This is all being run. I understand that. I'm not saying that the demonstrations are being run per se. Maybe, maybe not. They're being directed, though, influenced. If you don't think they're penetrated, you should think again. They, the controllers, have been planning all of this for 10 to 20 years minimum. They know exactly what's going on. They can run any scenario into their supercomputers with AI and come back with a plus or minus 1 or 2% result on how whatever they want to introduce into the paradigm will play out. This is complete control. Does it mean people should stop demonstrating, should stop taking their masks, mandate signs down? No. But understand that the enemy we're up against is so diabolical and Luciferian evil that I don't think most people would be able to understand that. It doesn't mean give up. This is not negative, but know thy enemy. You've got to understand what you're up against or you will not have a chance. And these people are way the hell ahead of the game. Just please keep that in mind.
Absolutely. And I certainly agree that they probably did the initial planning. I think it got away from them. I don't think they were expecting millions of Canadians to stand up at the sides of the roads and show up in Ottawa.
One other thing. Guess what, Madeline? What happens if they park their trucks for 6 weeks, 3 months? What happens at the food stores?
Oh, yeah. You're right. They're going to be empty.
Who wins? What's the game here?
I think that is actually positive because then you've got a lot of people hollering at the government to get rid of the mandates and send the truckers home.
Well, we'll see. I hope we'll watch how it plays out. I would just submit that
it won't take
those
3 months,
in control.
That's for sure.
No, those in control understand.
If you look at these cycles. I would say you're going to have breakthroughs probably by the middle of the month, the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, somewhere in there. That's the most likely. Now, there are some other times when you could have it, but right now, one of the things that has been talked about for actually quite a long time is that if people would just stop complying all at once, that would be the end of it. and so I don't know which way it's going to go. I don't know if it's the people that are going to stop complying or the government that's going to finally say, all right, it's over. You've already got 12 countries or more that have said it's over. And so they look a little bit stupid, if you know what I mean, along with the U.S. too. I'm not picking on the Canadian government. They're just doing their Klaus Schwab thing. But it starts to look a little strange after you've got the UK saying, hey, it's over.
Everything is being done with intent. It's all planned. It's all designed to create more chaos, more confusion, more hatred and enmity toward the government, the alleged governments of many different countries. The more chaos, the better. What are they doing in Britain? What's going on over there? Why can't we do that? I mean, look at it. Look at the big picture. Don't be myopic about this. You've got to have the full panorama. Go ahead.
Right. Well, and there's no reason why we couldn't cancel it as well, but they canceled it first, right? They were the first ones to cancel it. But anyway, so all of these cycles, it's not just the Canadian truckers. You've got all these European truckers. They're headed for Brussels. You've got
it's a very interesting tactic, the whole thing. If you think about it, who is going to lose most more quickly? The public. They will begin to starve. Think about it.
Well, if they start running out of food, they're going to be putting a lot of pressure on their government officials.
And a lot of them, if they're offered food, will go home with grocery bags and stop. That's human nature. Well, I've got kids to feed. I can't do this anymore. I've got to feed my family. I understand
that.
This is the human dilemma. All right?
Right.
So we have a very complex situation. Just look at it for what it is. It's a multifaceted, multi-layered, very demonic plot, the whole thing. We're not playing with kids here. These are killers. So go.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, so far, everything that they've tried has worked against them. So I'm not so sure that it's going to be any better for them this time. I think that
Madeline, how has it worked against them when they've allegedly injected with a bioweapon? And for God's sakes, please, people, don't ever call this a vaccine. It's a biological kill weapon. So how have they lost when they've allegedly vaxxed with their bioweapon 4 billion people and over 200 million in the U.S.? That's the allegation.
I can't prove it.
I don't know. Even if it's 150, it's too many.
Too many. But what that's done is to wake up a lot of people, right, which we haven't had in the past. So you're going to continue waking up a lot of people as they get sick or they run out of food or whatever. They're going to start waking up. Now, I'm not saying...
And will they go back to sleep if they're promised unlimited food for their family? Just to keep it simple.
Where's that going to come from? The truckers still have to deliver it.
They got a lot of truckers who are vaxxed who will start running. And then you're going to have fights between the truckers. It's not a unipolar movement here. It's just not.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope it works.
I'm not against it. They have a huge number of truckers. You know, they had, I know. The last number I saw from the RCMP.
150,000.
Yeah, 150,000. Yeah. That's a lot of trucks.
You bet. All I'm suggesting is that we need to keep our eyes wide open and look at the periphery. Don't just look straight ahead. Look for the misdirection. Always look for the misdirection. Look at the opposite sides. Look at the extremities. You'll see things. Back in a minute with Madeline Gerwick. Hold on. Okay, and welcome back. And hoping the Canadian truckers can make this happen somehow. They are in a negotiating stance, if you think about it. They can make food appear on the shelves. They're the only ones who can. Now, is the government going to collapse? Will Canada collapse? Will the government be overthrown in a bloodless coup? Or maybe a bloody coup? I don't know. But we have to remember that the truckers really are in a very interesting and fascinating position. It's like chess. Meanwhile, the former head of the Canadian Jewish Congress, Bernie Farber, who is known as a warmonger, displayed his hate toward Canadians flying the Canadian maple flag. This is from Victor Fletcher. He extended his own statements against the millions of protesters, truckers, and supporters who came out in, 20 below weather, whatever it was. It was incredible. It was quite a sight. He called them all Nazis, racists, and extremists. Huh? So there you go. It's a very tricky situation. So let's watch and see what kind of leadership and tactics the truckers end up using. If they just sit and do nothing, everyone's going to suffer. So they are in a bargaining position, if you think about it. We'll see.
Yeah, definitely. That's why it has more impact than a million people showing up in the street.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I just want to mention that these cycles, just so people can use these cycles for other things as well, the breakthrough cycle, Mars trine Uranus, is going to peak on Monday the 7th, February 7th. It stays in range through February 17th, and that's why I'm saying maybe we'll see something happen by February 17th. The fortunate action cycle, Mars sextile to Jupiter, that peaked yesterday. It's staying in range through February 9th. And the cycle associated with unexpected growth opportunities, that's the Jupiter sextile Uranus cycle, that peaks on February 17th. It stays in range through March 3rd. So we actually have some pretty good cycles going on right now. And it may not be just the government that has to respond. You know, to a great extent, it's the people need to respond as well. So you can use these cycles in other ways to, if you know, for your own projects, anything that you're trying to move forward. These are actually good cycles for having breakthroughs in just about any area that you would like to address. And then I want to mention that Mercury moved forward yesterday, and I did sort of touch on this. So Mercury is technically moving forward, but it's crawling at a very slow speed. And it's not actually going to get up to about half speed until the 10th. So just know that, you know, you may still be coming across delays, especially now through another week. And it won't actually get up to full speed until February 19th, but it's reasonably fast by the 17th, and so I'm hoping that those breakthroughs will come through by then. And you actually have until very late on February 23rd Pacific time or early the 24th Eastern time to get caught up, you know. So Mercury retrograde is about finding mistakes, fixing things, and getting caught up. And so if you uncovered some things that need to be fixed, you really have until that February 23rd time to get caught up with that. Mercury moves into new territory after that. So then everybody's basically off to the races at that point. And the other thing that's going on with this is that, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, Mercury is conjunct Pluto right now. And that's actually a great cycle for uncovering things that you may not know about but should know about. And it can be a really good cycle for talking to powerful people or organizations. So if you happen to be in that situation, now through particularly the 17th would be a great time to be talking to your powerful people. Now, it peaks for the last time on February 11th. It's going to stay in range through the 19th. So we really have a convergence of cycles here that are assisting us at this time. Now, we still have to take advantage of these cycles because sextiles are basically opportunities, and that means you can either take advantage of them or not. Nothing is going to jump up and down and force you to take action. It's just an opportunity that's available to you that could create some great breakthroughs. And if you take advantage of it, you may be finding yourself further along than you thought possible. And so quite a good situation in terms of getting things started, finally. Finally. Mm-hmm. For this year anyways. And now, can we move on to something like cold weather, or is there something else you want to talk about first?
No, go right ahead. And it's been a little nippy here. It must have been cold up where you are.
Yeah, it's been cold where I am too, yep. So beginning January 24th, and particularly through February 17th, and we certainly saw this with all the people standing out in Canada in minus 20 and minus 30 degree wind chill weather. There are six planets and two asteroids that are all together in the sign of Capricorn and Aquarius. Now, these two signs, Capricorn and Aquarius, are the two coldest signs of the zodiac. So when you have the majority of the planets in these two signs, what you're looking at is cold weather. And we have definitely had that. And usually colder than normal. So by now, we typically would be a little, you know, maybe 10 degrees warmer, 10 to 12 degrees warmer than what we have been. We've actually had, which is not that cold in, compared to a lot of parts of the country, but we've had down in the 20s at night, which is pretty cold for us. So, we normally would not be that cold. Also, we have Jupiter in Pisces at this time, and that means there's going to be more precipitation than usual, or there certainly could be. And, of course, that will depend on the temperature as to what type of precipitation you get. And that can include fog as well. It doesn't have to just be rain or snow.
Got it.
And then at the other side of this is that we still have Saturn square Uranus, and we also are coming into a cycle where Mercury is going to be square Uranus, and that suggests we're going to have high winds. So, and that's particularly strong between February 18th and March 1st. So you have a situation where there's cold weather and high winds, and possibly more precipitation than normal. So quite a bit of weather going on there.
We down here in Southern Oregon, no rain. They've shut the rain off again, just like they did last winter.
Oh, my God. How bizarre.
We haven't had any rain. We're going up in the 70s next week.
What?
In winter. Yep.
70 degrees?
Yeah, it's been 65 off and on for days now. Beautiful
that
blue skies.
That is bizarre.
Well, it's all
and
controlled.
Here we are freezing our butts off.
Remember, it's all controlled.
Yep. Now, another interesting thing that's happening this month is that there's some interesting news regarding relationships. So Venus and Mars are the two planets that represent the lovers. And when these two planets get together, whatever sign they get together in and maybe whatever aspects they have while they're in that sign as they get together, shows the type of relationships that are getting started at the time they meet. So now, this year, somewhat of an odd thing happened on the way to the start of the next relationship. Venus went retrograde, and she slowed down to a crawl. And in the meantime, Mars kept moving, and eventually he started chasing Venus. So he's actually catching up with Venus exactly on February 16th, and he's very, very close to Venus exactly on even on Valentine's Day. So that's kind of interesting that, you know, the two lovers get together for Valentine's Day. I think that's quite funny from the universe's timing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's occurring at 17 degrees of Capricorn. And so it may be that you are starting a new relationship in terms of a business. It could be a business partnership, or it could be a relationship that has what I would call solid footing, meaning Capricorn is represented by the goat who has very stable ways of climbing up those mountains, right? So it could also represent a relationship that has been on solid footing. In other words, you may have known this person for quite a while. Maybe you've been a friend or something of that nature. And now you're coming together in a deeper relationship, either business or personal. Now, what's interesting about this is that, of course, Mars is going to keep moving. And he's caught up with Venus on the 16th of February. And then Venus is going to start chasing Mars. So this is kind of interesting. So they actually are going to both move into the sign of Aquarius just minutes apart on, March 5th and 6th, depending on your time zone. So they're actually going to move into 0 degrees Aquarius, and minutes later, maybe 30 minutes later, they're actually going to meet up again in the sign of Aquarius. So this is highly unusual. very, very unusual, because this relationship that was started just maybe 2 weeks before is now morphing into something different. So I'm just curious to see how this is going to play out with people who are starting relationships, because this could be a situation where they decide, no, being a business partner isn't just what we want. That's not quite it. Let's do something more personal. So we'll see what happens. I'd be curious to hear from your people if they do start a relationship this month and if it changes in some way next month when Venus and Mars...
For the better or for worse? Is there overtone here?
Well, from, say, business into personal partners.
Okay.
You see, something like that. Or perhaps they'll become spiritual partners or something like that. But it's very unusual, highly unusual. So the other possibility is we could have two different types of relationships begin now. And it will be interesting to see how this plays out. But it's very unusual to have two Venus conjunct Mars in two different signs within 2 to 3 weeks. That's highly, highly unusual. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. So one of the other things that's going on, well, do you want to talk about China or
you're the
Russia?
Guest, sweetie. Go right ahead. Whatever you'd like. Well, now, why would you bring that up? You must have something on your big board there that points to international geopolitical military politics, or you wouldn't have brought that up. So what do you see?
Well, I think everybody has been, you know, watching the Chinese and the Russia situation or situations lately. And I'd just like to mention a couple of things that are going on with that. Now, China has a high probability of attacking Taiwan, but not necessarily right now. They actually are having very strong revolutionary volatile cycles occurring for their Chinese CCP chart. And it's not just for this year. I mean, it's mostly this year, but it goes into next year as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure which way they're going to play this, because they could attack now. They actually start having those cycles, which is Uranus squaring their Mars and their Pluto, in range from May 1st through June 28th. That's when they're within 1 degree.
Okay.
So perhaps they would take action then, but there is a Mercury retrograde that occurs in May, so they could wait until June.
Well, keep in mind also that most strategists feel that if Russia does take on NATO and Biden, or whoever else Biden wants to send over, his son, at any rate, if Russia takes on Ukraine, China will take on Taiwan simultaneously. They'll just jump. Because the U.S. will be then split in a two-front, we'll call it a war. They may not be engaged, but they're going to have two political war fronts to deal with, and the U.S.
Right.
is not militarily or economically set up to do that right now. We're really fading fast. It's grim.
Well, I'm going to get to Russia here in just a moment, but these cycles are going to come in strong again in late October of this year through late January of 2023 for China. So they could possibly do it then. On the other hand, Uranus is in retrograde motion at that time, so they might not have enough wherewithal to do it at that time.
What does this fall look like, Madeline, real quick, for war? September, October. What does it look like to you?
October.
Anything?
October, you know, it definitely could happen for China. But let me talk about Russia for just a minute here, because I actually, when I look at Russia's chart, I think it's highly unlikely they would invade Ukraine. They have a series, a nice series, a very wonderful series, actually, of what I would call unexpected good fortune cycles that are very, very nice for them this year. And those cycles can bring them growth and unexpected easy changes for the better. Now, when I was looking at this chart and their cycles, I thought, wow, maybe they're just going to convince some of their previous countries or areas that used to not be countries to come back into the fold. Because there's nothing here that looks like anything related to war. There's nothing that looks like them being aggressive, you see. Whatever they're doing, it's easy for them. It's easy for them to make changes. They have Uranus trying Russia's Uranus. They have Uranus trying Russia's Jupiter and Uranus trining Russia's Neptune. That's a pretty great set of cycles. and they're going to be there on and off throughout the whole year and into early next year. So I don't see Russia taking any action now.
So what I think you're saying is the threats of sanctions from the Biden administration, as ludicrous as that term is, doesn't seem to be much in terms of really impacting Russia at all. They've got good things coming. Astrologically.
They've got good things coming. And Uranus trying Neptune, they're going to sell their oil. Yeah, they're in good shape.
Okay.
I don't see any reason for them to attack. There's nothing in there that looks like they're going to go to war. And keep in mind that the last thing Putin wants to do is go to war. He will defend Russia. Absolutely, no question about it. But he's got, I don't know, four or five planets in Libra, and the last thing they want to do is go to war. So he's clever in terms of figuring out how to maintain balance and with outside countries, and I just don't see him doing anything like that. Now, I also want to mention that all of the planets are direct now. Which is, again, and this is going to last quite a long time. I'm actually shocked. It's going to last roughly 12 weeks through April 28th. So last year I think it lasted around 6 or 8 weeks, and even then I was shocked to see it happen for that long. And 12 weeks is quite a long time. So I just want to remind people, now is a good time to be getting things going. It's going to be a little bit slow for a week or so, until we get Mercury moving again, but nevertheless, things are moving forward.
What would you like to suggest that they get moving on right now? What should people prioritize?
New projects that they are wanting to do, starting new companies, introducing new products or services, selling properties, buying properties, anything that's a major project of any type like that.
How about going to Costco and buying food storage?
Well, that can be a very important aspect of this particular time.
That's a good project, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually hope that most people have already done that. But, you know, I know there's always someone left behind in terms of keeping up with stuff like that.
Well, the best guess I have is that no more than 4 or 5% of Americans are really prepared with food and supplies.
Oh, that would not be good.
I hope that's wrong. But it's traditionally been 1 or 2%. So if it's doubled or trebled, that's great. But it's still not,
more.
Forget 10%. Not there.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Ask
everyone you know, Madeline. Don't insist that they tell you what they have, but say, are you fully prepared with food and water and other supplies to be without electricity for 3 to 6 months? Just ask them.
Right.
That.
Yeah, right. Now, I know we're running out of time. So I just want to mention to people quickly, the full moon on February 16th, it's basically showing that things are getting pulled off track. So you got leaders and the public pulling us away from our intended direction. And that's basically sun and moon both square to the north and south nodes. So we'll have to see how that goes in terms of with the truckers. could be a problem around that time if we haven't made progress. And can I quickly remind that if...
Go ahead. If take another 60 seconds. Go ahead. Take your time.
Okay. If they want to know good days and times to do important activities and times not to take important actions, they can get the 2022 Good Timing Guides at my website and or the Good Timing Newsletters with weekly email updates so they can know what types of energies we're experiencing and take advantage of them. So my website is PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com. And they can call me for custom timing if they want to make a home run on any of those types of important activities. They can call me to get a custom timing at 877-524-8300 or to get a personal or business consultation. Okay, how's that? And 877-524-8300.
Very good. Very good. How are you feeling now? You were really sick there for a while. Good. You sound wonderful. So you're back.
I'm doing great.
That's great. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You take care, Madeline.
I will do that, and you too.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Madeline Gerwick. All right. Hang on, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be back for part two of tonight's three-part program.